Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Mini BFF podcast. I am your host and friend, Annie F. Downs. I am so excited to be with you all for a couple of minutes today. I'm going to share with you a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. This season of the podcast, we get to read from the part of the Bible called the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us all about Jesus's life when he was on earth. We read about his friendships, stories that Jesus told called parables, sacrifices Jesus made for us so we can be free, and meals that Jesus shared with the people he was around. And of course, the miracles he performed for so many. Thanks to our friends at Zonderkids, today we will be reading from the book, I Wonder. And for those of you who have a copy too, our story begins on page 168. Okay, can I tell you one thing I do not know how to do? I do not know how to walk on water. Yes, mini BFFs, I have no clue how to walk on top of water. Can you walk on water? Well, in today's story, we're going to read about one person who had no problem walking on water. You know who I'm about to tell you about, right? Yes, it's Jesus. Not only did he walk on water, he walked on water in the middle of a huge storm. I mean, trying to balance is hard enough already, and crazy waves all around you, and it just seems even more impossible. But one thing we are for sure learning around here is that nothing is impossible with God. So, are you ready to get started with our story? Me too. This one is called Jesus Walking on Water. Here we go. I wonder about Jesus walking on water. Peter's heart was beating fast. He gripped the side of the little boat and watched as big waves began to splash over the edge. The storm was getting worse. Peter and the disciples needed help, but who knew where they were? They were all alone in the darkness on the lake. No one could see them. If they shouted for help, no one would hear them. The storm was too loud. And where was Jesus? He was far, far away, praying on the mountainside. Suddenly, Peter got the fright of his life. Right in the middle of those crashing waves, someone was walking on the water. The disciples were so afraid, they nearly jumped overboard. "It's a ghost! It's a ghost!" they cried. But ghosts cannot talk. "Friends, don't be scared. It's me. It's Jesus." Oh boy, it was Jesus? Jesus was walking on the water. Peter couldn't believe it. "Can I do that too, Jesus?" he shouted. Jesus nodded and smiled. The other disciples watched in amazement as Peter climbed overboard and started to walk on the waves. One step, two steps. "Here I come," Peter shouted. But then Peter stopped thinking about Jesus, and instead he started to think about the scary place he was in. He started thinking about the wind and the waves. His heart started beating fast. Peter wobbled, and Peter started to sink. But as soon as he shouted for help, Jesus held out his big, strong hand and pulled him up out of the water. When they climbed back in the boat, the storm vanished. Peter lay in the little boat. He looked at Jesus and thought about what had happened that night. Jesus had known where they were all along. Jesus had eyes that could see in the darkest dark and ears that could hear above the loudest storm. And Jesus had the biggest, strongest hand that Peter had ever held. The waves weren't crashing anymore. Peter's heart wasn't beating fast anymore. And that was called peace. Jesus had brought him peace. I wonder if there's any place too dark for Jesus to see. I wonder how Peter felt when he walked on the water. I wonder what might help me think about Jesus when I'm in a scary place. Let's pray together. Dear God, we are so thankful that we can trust you to carry us through every fear we might have. Please help us to always seek the peace you give so freely to us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mini BFFs, can you imagine being Peter in this story and being asked to meet Jesus out on the water? I mean, it would be so cool and also very scary at the same time. And when Peter got scared, that's when he started to fall into the water, but Jesus got him right back to safety. Did you know he can do that for you too? If you are feeling afraid about anything, you can pray to Jesus and ask him to help you. He lives in your heart and wants nothing more than for you to feel all the peace that his love can provide. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Will you draw us a picture? I love seeing pictures that go along with these stories. So for today's drawing, can you draw me a picture of Jesus walking on the water? You can put Peter out there too if you want to. We have a really fun Journey Through the Gospels guidebook actually that you can download over at shopanniefdowns.com. It is packed with lots of activities to go along with this season of the podcast, including a page for you to color the drawing for each episode. And if you do draw it, Jesus and Peter walking on the water, I want to see it. So get your grown-up to post and tag Mini BFF Club on Instagram. If you love the story we read today, it actually comes from a whole book of Bible stories in the I Wonder book. We've teamed up with Zonder Kids this season and are reading stories from three different storybook Bibles: the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and I Wonder. To grab your own copy of these books, just go to faithgateway.com and use the code AD20 for an extra 20% off. We're going to be using all three books this season to help us grow in our friendship with Jesus. And one last thing, Mini BFFs, next week is Holy Week. It is the week leading up to the celebration of Easter. And during that week, we like to keep things a little quieter around here. So we won't have a Mini BFF podcast next week, but we'll be back on April 1st with another story all from the Gospels to share with you. Hope you have a great Easter. Mini BFFs, thanks so much for spending time with me today. I am always so, so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends, and I'll see you next time. And hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive deeper into today's story from I Wonder, you can read about it in Matthew 14, 22 to 32 in the Bible. Bye, Mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.